You are listening to Fat Girls United, a podcast for fat girls by two fat girls, highlighting all things relevant to plus-size women in everyday life. I'm your host, Serena.
And Kayla.
And you are listening to Fat Girls United.
So it is episode 7, guys.
We had 7 things to talk about. It's a miracle.
Listen.
I'm impressed.
I mean, you know what? I talk a lot, so yeah.
But I'm impressed we found as much content, you know. So
one thing, 2019 hasn't let us down yet.
No,
at least with all the topics.
Cause it hasn't been dull.
This last week, but first of all, what timeline are we living in?
I know.
I don't remember hopping into the time machine again back into the 1900s.
We're living in like 1940 right now, where women have no rights over their bodies or anything for that matter.
And that's super scary. Like,
yeah, it's sad.
It's just, I don't know, we're in 2019 and we've somehow gone backwards with all the information that we got via Google and research and YouTube.
I think it really goes to show women that although we've made so many positive strides, like in powerful positions and everything, we still, at the end of the day, it's like a ruling class, which is white males.
Yeah.
And they hold the power. They have the power to literally shift and change like society on a large scale.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening now.
But even unfortunately, too, like, you know, the governor that signed that bill, she was a female. And it's just like, come on. You don't think about your nieces, your grandchildren, your future. Like, even your own family. But apparently stuff has to hit home.
Yeah, they don't think about it until it happens to their daughter.
I just think that's just so... That just grinds my gears. Like, why?
I don't know. It's really interesting because these pro-lifers, they're very... I feel like they're sincere in the sense that they want to protect babies, right? Unborn babies.
But then
I think they're missing the mark almost in a way. It's like with their high morality, they're sacrificing actual living human beings.
Because I don't see them adopting or fostering, and you know, that's a whole other issue in itself.
Yeah.
To care about something that's not even there yet, and if they are going to go on biblical terms, I don't even think in the Bible it classifies a fetus as a baby until...
As a living.
I think it classifies as something as living until it's born.
Fresh
like
breath.
Born. Yeah, so listen, I don't know. But, you know, let people decide what's best for their bodies, because having a baby, that's just... That in itself is just life-altering. Yeah.
And can we take care of the babies that need help? Mm-hmm. Like you said, the one in foster care, the ones that are living
kids,
in poverty.
You know, poverty, the foster care system, and just those poor children that are still in cages.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they don't care about them.
On.
It's easy to advocate for something that you can't see or touch or connect with.
Or it's not,
Yeah, it's like, it's a bunch of excuses. And I don't know about the rights in Bermuda, but I know people are definitely feeling it around the world, what's happening in America.
Listen, I don't know, like, I remember watching movies that were centered around, like, I want to say the early 1900s, but I think... No, not that far back. I want to say like pre-war.
Yeah.
Pre-World War One or two times. I can't remember what the movie is called, but like the movie made me cry. I cried everything. But like it was these children in like a foster care or adoption agency situation. But the property must have been really huge. And every so often they'd find a young woman dead because she was trying to take like, I guess, perform an abortion on her own. And so many of these situations happen in real life.
Yeah.
Like, that's only what this is going to bring out. Like, you're not going to stop abortion. You're going to just stop safe abortion.
Exactly. It's going to make... You're going to put a lot of women's risk, health at risk.
Or because they don't want to carry a baby. And I understand that because that's scary.
Yeah, you have to be in the position to be able to empathize. And a lot of people lack empathy. They're just unable to put themselves in other people's shoes.
I mean, think about it. In this time of no job security, you cannot be guaranteed if you're gonna even have healthcare, if you can even afford healthcare.
Yeah.
And to top of that, groceries and children to feed, like,
and all the pressure falls on women.
Medical bills.
You know, the guys can totally say, oh yeah, like, you know, if you're asking them for financial help, oh, you know, wow, my mama and my daddy.
Nursery fees. Uh-huh. That's another rent.
I've got this stuff to take care of over here and left her to have
crazy
to figure it out herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, we're not about that.
And Bermuda's laws are no better. Like, we may not be anti-abortion, but we push for no abortions more. Mm-hmm. And you know dang well, most people cannot afford children. They keep them because, you know, society, well, at least Bermuda society, guilt trips you into, like, oh, well, you better take care of this baby, or this and that, or because, you know, the church. But I'm like, do you see our healthcare costs and rising? Do you see these grocery bill prices for two people? You're talking about a kid that eats constantly?
Yeah.
Like,
it's crazy expensive.
Just to even get an abortion in Bermuda, you gotta go to your doctor. Then from that doctor, you gotta go to a psychiatrist, a therapist.
Yeah.
And then you gotta go in front of the medical board for them to even still decide whether you can get one or not. That's ridiculous.
And then we stigmatize and ostracize women who have a whole bunch of children. We say, oh, well, look at her, she's not responsible, and they're having all these children. So which one is it then?
Like, you either want us to have the kids, or, and if you're struggling, they'll criticize you on that.
Yeah.
Or if you're put up for adoption, they'll criticize you on that. And it's, there's no escape.
No.
If you go to church, you know, people's judging you in there. If you're just living bush daily life, your family's judging you in there, like, oh, you know. We all know.
Oh, these church... Let me stop. Okay. I was going to say, these church people... But it's not all, but...
Not all, but the majority.
It's just so much judgment and so much, like, I'm going to be on my high horse. Like, I make all the right decisions and you people over there are the sinners and...
But I think... I feel like so many people that... It's the older generation that will look at these situations and be like, oh, well, I had a baby at young or whatever and I just did what I could to... make it work. Okay, cool. But, and I say but because y'all grew up in a time where you could get a job and make a pretty decent living.
Yeah, buy houses.
You know, it was the times were different.
Yeah, very much.
You weren't paying $500 for groceries. You wasn't paying
a week.
Listen, sometimes. Or bi-weekly ridiculousness. Yeah. And it's like, no, you certainly was not dealing with this job situation of. Yeah. It's just
it's rough, but I think that
dirty health system away.
we have to find a happy balance between, like, prevention and, you know what I mean, like, maybe it's a different conversation to be had if they're trying to reduce abortions, but I don't even think that's what they're really trying to do.
No,
they're just trying to tell women what not to do
and they just want to keep
or what to do with them.
They just want to keep people in poverty. However, I'm always online, and people were saying, I guess, the decline for babies being born is on a really, really low.
I did read that, yeah.
I guess somebody was trying to make conclusions to say it's...
Maybe because it's an agenda. Oh my gosh, they're trying to boost the population and they realize there's too many abortions happening. And they're
conspiracy
like,
theory to Serena. You saw her face, guys.
I just had a light bulb go off.
It could be. It's just like, I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past them.
But I mean, it just, no matter where you go, it's always going to be issues. But the way some of these issues are being solved, just not it.
Well, especially in, like, the Western world where, like, we're supposed to be advanced over this side. Like, okay, maybe if we were talking about, like, Iran or somewhere that's very strict conservative Muslim, I would understand how there would be zero tolerance for abortion or something like that.
Yeah, because there's a more religious-run state, country.
Yeah.
But in America where they glorify saying... Freedom
of everything.
Separation of church and state, it's still not separation of church and state.
Yeah.
But I guess that's also more towards the southern conservative states. Because I think that's where all that stuff is happening.
Yeah, it is more in the southern states.
So. Guys, I don't know where some
Florida
states are.
Florida and Georgia. And I don't know if it's Florida, but Alabama.
I'll be shocked if Florida jumped on that bandwagon. Oh my gosh. But No, that Georgia, yes. No.
And then sort of hopping on the bandwagon of governments trying to control what their people do.
Listen.
Can we talk about the sugar tax, please?
Can we just fix the whole dang situation of the grocery foods?
Yeah.
Guys, there was a post that went around on Facebook, on Bermuda, Facebook, whatever. Strawberries, $14. A half of cauliflower was what, $7?
Ridiculous.
The sugar tax was supposed to be a tax that increased the prices of anything that
package
had...
of tomatoes. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, right. What was it? $10?
Yeah, $10. $11. And so was a wedge of watermelon. Like a small wedge of watermelon.
A mess. But basically, the sugar tax was supposed to increase the prices of anything that contained sugar. So juice, soda, I guess candy, cereal.
Yeah.
Anything sugary.
Yep.
But the whole joke of the matter is, of all those pictures, what was under $5?
Fresh vegetables. Oh, what was under $5?
I know what was under $5, girl. What was under $5 was the package of sugar. The one thing that should be the most expensive thing on there is under $5. Yeah. But you want to sit up here talking about healthy living, or we need to eat healthier because diabetes and all this is only rice, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Obesity, the worst word in the world.
Yeah, I heard they say Bermuda has the highest rate of obesity in the Western world. Per person, per capita, per whatever, whatever. You know how they like to throw that word around. Because we're so small, I guess 500 people with diabetes in Bermuda is going to be like a large percentage of the population, because we're smaller than another country.
But you just shot yourself in the foot by raising the organic or natural produce because it's Bermuda. Guys, listen.
And my point was...
Have a garden.
Seriously, because all the things that we listed with tomatoes, cauliflower, watermelon, all of those things are fresh, raw, organic.
Yeah.
I don't know about organic, but... raw vegetables and fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And why are they skyrocket high when you can still get a box of cereal for $5? Five something.
Where was Marketplace? I saw $8.
Really? You're right on the shelf. Right. It's still cheaper than that wedge of watermelon, though. I'm just saying.
Listen, and probably last longer, too. But it's ridiculous. So all we can really say is just support your local farmers, because what are we doing?
I don't know. But you saw that they put an exemption for diet sodas.
First of all, diet sodas are gross. Yeah, I said it. Come at me. But like, because one thing with diet sodas is you're better off drinking the actual soda, because in the diet soda, it's the fake sugar, which is worse.
The aspartame and the Splenda and all that.
It's worse for you than the actual sugar that you put in the regular. So you might as well just drink the regular. Like, what are they going to tackle health? With like healthy eating and make alternatives, or we're just gonna just tell everybody just eat water.
But is it really about health? Because I think they did studies saying that whenever they tax a particular product, like a sugar tax, it doesn't discourage people from eating sugar. Nothing really changes. All it does is make other things rise, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, not one person said, oh, I ain't buying that soda now because it went up, you know, 50 cents.
No, I definitely haven't really.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
If you want it, you're going to get it.
You're going to get it anyway.
But to just make everything ridiculously expensive, which is why nobody can really say that they're purposely living organic or vegan. If you are living 100% organic, you're doing great, because that means you're able to afford it. But the majority of people can.
Majority of people can. We don't grow enough food to be able to like be sustained on organic food alone.
Vegetables and fruit are going in like a couple days, and that's even if you spend $500 at the grocery store.
Telling you,
most of your produce is going within 1 week.
Yeah, within a week. I've bought a lot of, like, when I'm starting to eat more fresh vegetables and fruit. I buy so much of it, and it just goes off before I can eat it. You know, yeah, work all day, you might pack a snack or whatever, but it's going off.
Like, I want to go 100%, not 100%, that's a whole lie. I want to go majority raw for, like, next month.
I've done it.
It's doable, but I have to also think outside the box. Like, that's why I said it's my majority, not 100%. Because when you're cutting up fresh stuff, unless you're buying it in the droves, there's no way that one piece of, or one head of lettuce or whatever is going to last you for however long it's supposed to last you.
Yeah.
It goes. It's going. Fruit
fruit going. Sure.
Like, I feel like if you just eat one piece of fruit a day, it's gone by the end of the week. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I don't know.
I'm not sure either, but what I do know is that they need to stop. They need to find, I feel like the government is trying to find ways to make more money. Right? Yeah. That's what they're supposed to do, but they need to get a little bit more innovative. Like, really?
Oh, they got innovative. Remember the renters tax they're trying to do? Remember the freaking, the credit card tax they're trying to do? Like, what we're doing? Do you want me to leave or do you not want me to leave?
Are they doing it or did they stop it?
Oh, girl, you know, they came out talking about, oh, we didn't mean to send that. That was never approved by whoever the person financed.
Rolling my eyes.
I just have to shake my head. And I'm just like, okay. Sure.
I mean, I know, I understand that Bermuda, I don't think, I could be wrong, we're not the heaviest, like, taxed country. There are countries that do get, like, taxed out of the wazoo, but they also get a lot. Like, they get free healthcare, and they get daycare for their children, and they're well taken care of, but they're taxed, like, 40% of their income.
Which is different, because at least you're getting something for it. You ain't getting a damn thing. Yeah. In the States, if you're filing taxes, you're getting something back. Well, at least, depending, because not everyone gets something back, but majority of people get stuff back.
Yeah.
But her,
they don't get nothing.
What are we getting back?
Nothing.
Social Security ain't doing...
We ain't even gonna get our social insurance money in 50 years when we retire or whatever. Less than that, sorry. I'm saying 50 years.
Ain't nobody gonna see that. This generation is gonna be the last.
It's gonna be one
generation. I say this generation, I mean the older people now, that's now turning 65, but probably gonna be the last people that's going to get Social Security. And then after that, that's it.
Yeah, they're gonna have to figure out something else because the pot is dwindling.
Well, I mean, if some people would take pay cuts, government, no reason why you all need to have those extreme paychecks.
It's a lot of jobs here where people get paid ridiculous amounts of, and just the wealth gap is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we can go on and on and on and on and on about that.
But healthy living in Bermuda, it's hard.
Yeah. And because it's hard with the whole diabetes conversation. Diabetes, everybody's eating habits.
Just lose weight and your diabetes would magically go away. Don't get me wrong. Yes, you can reverse diabetes.
Of course, but through diet.
Through diet change and stuff like that. However, to just throw up there like losing weight is going to be the end all be all, guys. It's still get diabetes regardless of what size you are. And I'm not talking about type 1, I'm talking about type 2. If your diet is trash, it's trash.
That's why thin people have diabetes and large people have that.
If your diet's trash, you're at risk for many heart disease. Mm-hmm. You're at risk for everything. No weight situation that's gonna exempt you.
Genetics, all of it plays a large portion in how you're affected one way or the other.
We're all gonna die someday.
I just don't like when they constantly target, you know, weight. Yes, it is absolutely a, you know, byproduct or a symptom or whatever of it can be anyway of diet, but it's not the only reason why.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I just hope that the messaging is clear.
They're still gonna attack plus size people to say, oh well, all the different reasons out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay, well, not everyone has diabetes. We're all not dying a deadly thing. Like, some of us are thriving, healthy, no high blood pressure, no this, no that. Mm-hmm. Like, it just bothers me that they just think weight is synonymous to health, and it needs to go away.
Yeah, because you have thin people that eat unhealthily and they've managed their weight their whole life.
That's because they have a high metabolism.
High metabolism or good genetics. They might still get hypertension or diabetes or whatever, but their weight isn't a factor in the issue. So people manifest illnesses or whatever in different ways.
Yes.
I hope I'm saying this right.
Stress is a big killer.
Yeah.
Like, just if you find a way to de-stress your life, if it's really stressful, you'll realize how much better
everything's gonna be.
Mm-hmm. Because when you're fully, when you're just all stressed out, everything goes wrong.
Yeah.
And then for me, everything goes wrong. I'm super stressed out. But so I've learned to like live a stress-free life, and like what you can't control,
girl,
just let it go.
That's what we're all kind of striving for. That's what I'm reaching for. I just want to find a good balance. I feel like I'm always doing this thing where I'm like, I'm going to eat super clean and be super healthy, exercise 3 times a week, and like really be focused on how, and then I burn out. And then I drop into bad habits.
Listen.
It's like up and down. You know?
That in itself is just, it's a spiral. Like, I've learned not to focus so much on exercise. Like, that doesn't mean I'm not exercising, but it means I'm not putting my focus on it. Because if I put my focus on, oh, I'm gonna do this, I get that's a part of discipline, but sometimes it just causes a lot of,
yes,
too much focus on it. And if I don't do it, I'm like, oh my gracious. Like,
I don't do it. Yeah. That's where the balance comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been able to really strike or find that balance. I have in periods of time in my life, but I think that's what I really want to focus on. Like, now, can you believe it's May? Like, literally.
Almost the end of May.
End of May. By the way, my birthday is on Thursday.
Whoop-de-whoop. Got any big plans?
I think I'm going to stay at a hotel here. Ooh. Have a little staycation.
Because
it's the day before Bermuda Day. So,
oh, that's
a holiday the next day.
Hey, listen, that's all types of party.
Right into the weekend. So, yeah, I'll figure it out. But anyway, yeah, I can't believe it's almost June. 6 months almost.
Listen.
To 2019.
And the bullshit then you just started. But it's just, yeah, 2019, it's not rushing by, I will say that. Like,
yeah,
I feel like
rushed.
Maybe because I'm just living in the present moment,
mm-hmm.
but I don't feel like it's rushing by. Like, I feel like 2018 just went whoop, but this is just getting by at a pace where it's manageable.
Yeah, comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Because for me recently, I know, guys, so basically this whole episode is just going to be just a little chit chat, whatever, with topics, but also tangent topics.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, recently I've been feeling the need to just be overproductive. And then I had to force myself to take a step back and be like, wait, why? Like,
right.
Feeling guilty that, oh, I need to go get sleep. But no, I didn't do this thing. Like, I need to go do this thing. And then I can deserve sleep. Or then I can deserve to watch Netflix. Or just not feeling like I deserved to relax. I had to pull myself away.
For sure.
Because I was just like, what are we doing?
Right. Where do you think you got that, like, mind or conditioning from? Is it just recently you started to feel that way? Or
no, I get like this. I wouldn't say, I probably get like this every time summertime kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the time where everyone's looking for, like, swimwear and different outfits and stuff. And that, in my brain, gets overwhelming. And I'm just like, oh, I need to be doing this and this, this, and this deadline's coming up, or this holiday's coming up, I should be having. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't have a full-time job on top of that. It was just building up. And then having other projects on top. I was like, okay, wait, nope, pause.
I think a lot of women feel that way, just the stress of life. Sometimes I have the opposite problem. Like, when I know it's so much to be done, I just shut down and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then self-sabotage myself because I'm scrambling at the last minute to do all the things that I should have done last week, week before, or yesterday. So I think I'm lazy sometimes. I need to have more discipline and you need to have maybe less, like, let go of your mind a little.
What I decided to do was I decided to change up my sleep schedule.
Mm.
So instead of waking up for work at like 7:38,
right.
I was like, no, let me wake up at 5 a.m. Yes.
Girl.
So the original plan was to wake up at 5 a.m. to go take my dog for a walk.
Okay.
So no, I'm not a morning person, and no, I'm not walking down these heels.
Right.
To come back up these heels first thing in the morning, I'm getting right back in my bed. So I was like, no, let's actually, instead of coming home after a long day of work to go down to my studio to work, let me work in the morning so that way I'm already up and my brain's in motion, so that when I get ready for work, I'm already in like a mood, so that when I come home, I feel like I've already
relaxed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's been a struggle. I ain't gonna lie. I'm bad at routines, but it has been beneficial for me, where I feel like I've found some type of balance to where I'm coming home and I can relax. Like, I can just chill for the evening. I ain't gotta rush downstairs. And
well, what time do you go to bed nights?
So I try to be in bed. I'm Nana. These are Nana times.
Yeah.
Don't judge me. I be trying to be asleep by 10. Sometimes 9:30.
Ooh.
sometimes I knock up by 7, but that all depends on the day. But
I find that I feel so much better when I go to bed early. Like 10 o'clock, if I cap it at 10 o'clock, like in my bed at 10, falling asleep at 10:30, I wake up refreshed. But when I stay up to 2 a.m., which has been a lot lately.
Oh, I can't do that no more.
I've been watching The Walking Dead. I don't know if anybody's a fan. Anybody out there? It's so good. But it's a horror. It's like you're killing zombies. So binge watching a show
gracious.
It's like heart palpitations. Yes. Like anxiety. I'm like, I am crazy. My mom was like, turn that off. I have nightmares about crazy zombies.
Oh, my gracious.
It's such a good story. Anyway, I'm going off topic. But yeah, when I go to bed earlier, I do feel better and I'm more productive during the day. I really need to stop going to bed at 2 a.m. though.
Girl, I don't know how you do that. I can't do that no more. I used to be a night owl girl growing up. You know, who needs a bedtime? Us always up or always now. If it's looking 10 o'clock, I'm like, yo. And I'm out. Don't let me be out. I'm like, hey, it's my bedtime. And like, there's no reason to keep up with the Joneses, you know?
No.
I feel like, yeah, I'm only 26, but
why
am I out so late? Unless I'm with a group of people that haven't really enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But if I'm out just because someone dragged me out with people I don't really care about,
yeah.
Like, okay, it's past my bedtime. I'm ready to go home now. Goodbye. Like,
I can't do the partying thing that much anymore. Ooh. I prefer to sit off with friends, like at a nice restaurant or something.
You don't
have
too many nice lounges, though.
Yeah, like a lounge. I like that, but the clubbing scene.
Oh, God, no. Listen, I wasn't about that life even when I was clubbing. Yeah. I think I clubbed maybe 4 times in my life.
And you're only 26, right?
Listen.
You're supposed to be up in the club. So 26-year-olds
do. I was turned off from the club. I don't like it. I don't like what I see. I don't like the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I was just this... You instantly knew if something's for you or not. And that, I instantly was like, this ain't for me.
Whenever I would go, it would just feel like such a competition amongst women. And like trying to get the guy's attention. And you're dressing up and you're trying to look cute and you're dancing. And it's just... It seems so unauthentic.
Especially partying in Bermuda. Like, very... I don't want to say very seldom, but many parties in Bermuda, it's only a select few that dance. Most everyone's just standing around, looking, watching, judging. Oh, that's who they came with. Oh, that's who she's with. Oh, that's who his with. I don't have time. That's what you're wearing. Like,
why are we like this?
Can we just go out to enjoy things?
Can we not
care about who is with who? No, that's your ex-girl and the cheating and that's a different story.
Yeah.
But it's... It's just one big judgy event.
Yeah.
Put on with music. With an expensive price tag. We are paying $50 to $200 for a ticket. You really think why are you there to judge people? Have fun.
Have fun.
You spent a quarter of your paycheck. Have fun.
I just want to know how Bermuda has gotten away all these years with charging astronomical prices for things. Like nowhere else in the world, I feel like, can get away with some of the prices that we charge.
That's because we're branded as a luxury island.
Like our cell phone bill.
Girl, listen.
No, for somebody out there, please find me a country that charges you $150 for like 6 gigabytes of data, right? That's not even unlimited, because you know you can get unlimited for like $70 in the US.
6 gigabytes? Where are you?
I'm at one communication.
Because I'm at Digicel. And I have the 2 gig plan and I pay $117.
For 2 gigabytes?
For 2 gigabytes.
On your cell phone?
Yes.
What? But is something else is on it? Your internet or something?
No.
That's just ridiculous.
Because my internet fee is $105 even.
For 2 gigs.
Girl, listen, but I don't even know what gig is the internet or because I just got the limits. It's just me up here. So.
No, but 6 gigabytes and I'm paying $160. And you're paying $115?
Well, that's 6. But but still not even getting the actual gigabytes that we're paying for, to be honest.
Well, my point is that they're telling me that I'm roaming and I...
How the heck are you roaming at your home?
Home and my work has internet and I have to pay $270 for my phone bill. I know this is way off topic and you people don't care, but how are they getting away with this?
Guys, this is just the realness
rant of
like, living in Bermuda. Like...
It spoils my
It's overly expensive for no reason. Don't get us wrong, we understand, but there's so many business. She says, "Do we?" But like, I mean, I kind of get it because I understand wages have to be paid, rents have to be paid, insurances and taxes, and because it's like 1,001 taxes in the bills alone, and it's just like I get that, but you're not giving us anything
to work with. I was charge us all that money, but then give us unlimited, and then nobody's gonna complain.
I was shocked that renting in town for like businesses, they had to pay not only your rent and, you know, your electricity and your government taxes and other taxes. You also gotta pay land taxes. I don't own the little section. Yeah. I thought land taxes was for if you own something.
I thought it was if you own something too, but.
The rent, they put a tax on that.
Okay,
no, it's buying the building. Like the situation with the jewelry guy in the bank. It was in the Royal Gazette newspaper.
What happened?
So they're trying to kick him out because he wasn't paying his taxes, his land tax or whatever.
The jewelry guy?
Yes, that's downstairs of the Butterfield building.
Oh, wow, really?
And he's been there for a minute.
Yeah.
So, listen, Bermuda's gotta get it together. Bermuda's not entrepreneur friendly.
You gotta have the capital
to even think about you're gonna.
You
open
have
up
to
a
have
shop.
Already owned the building, like Gibbons Company and AS Cooper's. That's the only way these people make.
And they still charge you ridiculous rents.
Yeah,
like it ain't it. So, but I am wholeheartedly against the notion of needing to run away from Bermuda to make it. I get it. It's one thing if you got kids and you know, you're gonna hop the island to raise your kids. I understand that. But because I get often told, oh, well, you shouldn't be on the island. You should go somewhere else to pursue. I'm like, why? Why build up another person's economy?
Yeah.
I'm not a citizen there. I can't live there forever.
Exactly.
Why can't I do this here? I'm home.
And you can. I feel like you can.
Oh, I can.
Because with the internet, anything is accessible.
Listen, you have to be willing to want to build up your country. Yeah. Because if we all leave, who's going to make Bermuda? Nobody.
It's only going to get worse.
Listen, but moving on to another topic, Bermudian social media pages. How far is too far? There's local social pages on Instagram that's just taking pictures of women, like taking women's pictures and posting it on, and I guess with the notion of trying to make them famous, but
it's like a repost page. You know how they have those kind of creepy pages on Instagram where they have all the half naked women.
But
so it's for me to buy doing it.
But it's, well, we don't even know who's doing it.
Right.
It's just,
we don't know who it is.
I'm not going to say the page's name because I'm not trying to
dope
on one page. It's a couple pages. I just think it's weird. Like, it's weird because it's only mostly half naked women. Like, in swimsuits and thong type swimsuits. So your ass is out.
This is interesting. And coming from a millennial who I would think would be like, you know, it's interesting you find it weird. Because a lot of people don't have that awareness, you know what I mean?
Well, it's weird for me because it's one thing to showcase them and their talents or their girls, I guess I want to say. Like, there's another Bermudian page that highlights different girls.
Yes, and
but they talk about, you know, what they're doing. Like, they've got, if they're graduating for a doctorate degree or doing this or doing that. But it's just straight.
Yeah.
Look at this girl. She's got a nice ass and she's really pretty.
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're...
It's time that we're living in.
I know. And it's weird because even businesses are doing it.
Like,
just taking people's pictures.
And reposting it.
And reposting it. And sometimes even printing it on their brochures.
Yeah, I didn't see that a lot.
That's weird.
And flyers and stuff. Like,
you're not even asking their permission. Like, how far is too far? Like,
I think it's like social media etiquette, and we don't really know about, like, it's not being taught media literacy and things like that, like what not to do, what to do. Reposting people's pictures without the permission is a complete violation, and I think they're gonna have to start writing laws to protect people. Cause it's
something.
Just, yeah, it's not right.
Cause it's no consent. It should almost kind of be illegal. No, if it's
But we don't know if he got consent or not. He or she. Whoever these people are.
Yeah, we're not saying that this is what's going on, but it just I just think it's really weird.
Yeah.
And then...
It's for the gaze of men. That's how it feels when I go on there.
Yeah.
Like, they just want men too.
I guess. But also, too, it's how far is too far? Because, in the end, I guess your Instagram page must be open.
Yeah.
So they can take any video of you. Let's say it could be a very personal video. Mm-hmm. And they'll repost it on their page. Yeah.
You may not want it the whole world.
And yeah, you can DM people to say, can you please take this down? But at the end of the day, it's like, it's still weird.
Yeah.
And but it's under the gaze of, look, it's Bermudian beauty. It's weird.
But I think we also, as women, we need to realize that once we put it out there, anybody can steal and repost it. So maybe that will make us a bit more aware. Because I'm trying to think of like some of the things that
probably not. Right now, the world's in such a shallow state where your looks is what all that matters. But I don't know. To me, I just thought it was really weird and pervy.
It is. That's exactly what it is. But I think we're soon going to be kind of... Like, these views are going to be antiquated. Mm. We're going to be looked at as the old people complaining.
Probably.
Because the young people are coming up and they think it's
fine. Well, I wasn't anyone who kind of felt weird about it. A couple other people on Twitter that I followed, they were just like, this is kind of really weird. Like, Pink Meg had made a comment about it. It just the vibe of it just wasn't there.
Probably because they have common sense.
And then lastly, the last topic of the night. I know, guys, we're just going all over the place. But it's one of those podcasts. We just, you know, it's been a minute since we've had a little chit-chat. Throwing a burn to plus size in Bermuda. And I say this in the sense of modeling. I say this in the sense of just hiring certain people to do certain things to work with the plus size brand.
Yeah.
But you don't actually care about it. Like, you're just saying, oh, look, we have it. Good check it out, but you're not promoting it.
It's an afterthought.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not being promoted, it's not being pushed. It's basically the same thing.
Authentically,
it's, and then it's under, if it's not being pushed properly, it's, oh well, we just forgot to post it. No. That's not okay.
It isn't, and it's, that's why I think we're doing this and creating our own spaces, because we know that they are just gonna throw us some crumbs and expect us to be happy about it.
Like,
you know?
We're not boo-boo the fool. Like,
we're really not.
If you're not gonna pay us our coin, at least promote us.
Hello.
Promote the ones that's doing certain jobs for free properly. Because you're not paying them. Promote them properly. Tag them. Put them in your stores.
Yeah.
Put them on your social media pages. You've asked them to be a part of whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
Repost them as much as you repost your other popular people.
I just feel like, I don't know. I get this sense that in Bermuda, plus size women, maybe it'll be like the plus size model or whatever. It's kind of like a joke.
It's all
like, it's a low, it's not overtly like they're laughing at us, but it's like this thing like, oh, look at the little plus size people. Who they think they are. I get that. Like, you could feel the energy and the, like, they're not really taking you very seriously. You're just there to fill a quota. You know, basically, how they like want the black people to meet a quota, like, oh, we need 10% black people in order to.
Yep.
That's how I feel we are treated. Mm-hmm. And it's not a good feeling.
It's not.
Yeah.
Especially when you are constantly having to lower your standards, and you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But if you, you know, if this is what you do for a living, and you want to get paid, you're constantly being lowballed and made to feel as if your pricing is too much, or how dare you ask for this much? But you go pay a foreigner or an international person whatever money that they're quoted you.
Oh yeah.
And it could come back wrong, and you got to fix it. But you know. I just think it's wrong. I think we need to genuinely, if you are going to go the route of hiring plus size women to do certain things, to help a plus size market.
Yeah.
It's got to be done properly.
And I think that's the problem, is they don't know what that looks like.
They don't know. They don't want to know. Properly, because it's enough examples out there right now. Like, we live in social media-ish. You can't tell me you're this blind. Like... If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
at the end of the day, don't do it, because these burns, and don't get me wrong, you're always going to find someone that will grab the burn because they need that burn.
They need it, yeah.
And I'm not going against people who's grabbing that burn because they need it.
No.
I'm talking about for the ones who are well established and know their worth and they're not doing stuff because it's like, it ain't genuine.
Yeah. I've stopped modeling. I don't do any modeling anymore. Unless it's you. But I'm just done. I just feel like I've been burned too many times. I don't feel like taken seriously. I feel like it's all a big joke and I'm just over it.
But same.
I definitely want to, you know, create more opportunities for plus size women.
Yes.
With that standard.
Yes. Same.
That we love.
That was also like irritating me for a while. It was just like, I felt like I was just being thrown burned. And I always make it clear, I'm always appreciative of whatever opportunities get thrown my way.
Yeah.
But I oftentimes say no to other opportunities because it just feels like a disingenuous burn being thrown. And it's just like, oh, well, look, we have the little local designer. I don't like to be made to feel like, oh, look, this poor little
sir. Yeah, exactly.
I hate it.
No.
I did not spend 4 years in school.
Nope.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. To be treated like, oh, the lowly little local girl. Like, I cannot stand it.
Yeah.
And I'm too nice, and I know that I'm too nice, but it's just like, sometimes you just have to stand your ground and know your worth and know what you're capable of. And regardless of who likes whatever,
Because I think that
you gotta pull back.
Sometimes it's in our, sort of in our way, our culture. Well, we are very laid back, but you have a foreigner who can do the exact same job and they will go for it. Or if they don't know how to do it, they'll take it anyway and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like we need to pick up on some of those traits as a people so that we don't get taken advantage of.
But I get stressed out really easily working for certain things I don't really want to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning to just say no.
Yeah.
Like, to certain things.
Protect
like,
your peace.
If it ain't, just protect my creativity. Because sometimes creativity drains me.
Mm.
And I was just like, because it's being forced and it's
you
not serving me
creativity.
Because girl, listen,
come on somebody.
So
you can't force creativity.
I just want to like leave this message for other Bermuda made entrepreneurs out there, whether you're doing makeup or you're creating or you're doing music or whatever. Know your worth and stick to your guns, because the more you let people weasel their way into the more you let them weasel away into telling you what they want, but with no bigger room or for you to able to live off of what I'm trying to pay you, it ain't worth it. Your soul is not to be sold for mediocrity.
Hallelujah.
And I think that's about it for today. We ranted and talked, but these talks are just honest truths and honest living in Bermuda. I guess one day we'll do an episode about entrepreneurship in Bermuda and how it's goodbye Pender, sorry my cat. And how it's really tough on this island to be a made in Bermuda artist and entrepreneur.
There are some challenges, some red tape and all that, but it's definitely doable. I think I'm looking forward to that conversation when it comes. I know I got a lot to talk about.
But there is an event coming up on the 31st of May. I think it's by Cultural, oh my gracious, I don't really know the name, but he's putting up Bermuda Culture or Culture of Bermuda.
Bermuda
Cultural Affairs?
Yeah, Cultural Affairs.
Along those lines, they're putting on an event at, I think, Blue Water. Oh my goodness, what
Blue
is that?
Blue Waters, Anglers.
There we go, yes. At there, so I'm gonna be a part of that, so.
Good.
Check it out. Go check out the other local people that's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Music, local music talent. I'm pretty sure other artists, painters, creators will be there. So go check it out. You know, support your local people.
Yeah.
Wherever they are, and
we'll take it from there.
All right. So this has been another concluded episode.
I don't even know what we're gonna call this one, but anyway,
we'll figure it out.
Hashtag rant.
More like little chit chat.
A little chitty chat.
I mean, hey, it's nothing wrong with these types of episodes. No. It's the real, you know, nothing about what we said is being thing. It's just, it's the truth.
Yeah.
Sometimes the truth needs to be said in a conversation because it's easier brought up that way. And, you know?
Oh, before we go, Bermuda Day. What's happening?
grand.
You got anything?
Not at all.
To do?
Not at all.
Okay.
The only thing I'm excited for is that she's got to have it is coming on May 25th. And I'm just like, yes!
I'll probably literally, because I'll be up at the hotel, I think I'm going to binge watch that.
I love the actor. I'm just, listen.
Yeah, she was in another Netflix movie that I watched.
Yes, the one, gracious.
With the Spanish girl.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Sorry, we can't remember the name right now.
Listen, we're terrible, but great movie, great movie.
Great movie, whatever that thing is called. Enjoy your
holiday. Have a good holiday. Have a good weekend, guys. And have a great week. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.